Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
When talking about the receivers and passing, you said that you guys don't have a Mike Thomas on this team. And I was wondering, from your vantage point, is that an issue to you? And if it is...
No, it was used in the sense that we have six. You know, back when we had Mike, there was a big discrepancy between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I meant.
So if that is what you meant by that, is that an issue that you don't have somebody who's can take over a game?
It's an early season. There's a lot of young guys that I think will develop. Well, right now, I'd say Paris is probably the number one guy, but I anticipate Terry. Austin Mack made a nice catch Saturday. There's a lot of new names, so I'm anticipating that. You know, just saying what Mike developed that year. But the discrepancy, you know, there's 1 through 6, and there have been Victor at some point. I imagine he's going to turn into that kind of ball player too.
And overall, how have you felt about just the receivers' development in general over the past, you know, 6 months or so?
6 months, I felt great. First game, I felt really good. You know, we dropped the ball, but that happens. And, I think the receivers are playing their tails off. You know, we just... got to make some more plays.
Front row right, Austin.
Urban, I know sometimes you have the state of the program talks with your team. Do you mention with them at all the 2014 and bouncing back, the similarities to the time of year or anything, or is that something that you...
Yeah, I did. I just talk about the template, I've had that conversation. It comes up, but that's kind of nonsense to, you know, we're so early in this season, but... I think when you have extremely high expectations, you got to give them a nugget down then. So I made a decision. We brought that up, but we didn't spend much time on it. Well, we brought it up in the sense that there is a template that worked very well. Now, within that template, there's some real rugged players and some real rugged coaches that got their jobs done. So,
I know sometimes you hate these questions because you're so focused on Saturday. Do you remember anything about that following week after Virginia Tech that told
nothing.
You? Nothing. Okay. I just thought that might be the case, but...
Third row left, James.
Yeah, Coach, have you ever had such a unique three-game stretch to start a season where you go conference team, top five, team
no.
Heisman winner, and then having to prepare for a triple option? And how challenging has that been for you and your staff?
Yeah, we saw it coming. You know, we've been working on the option a little bit, but it's so hard because the two offenses you faced right at that jump were hard. Usually, you get a couple ones that you outman your opponent a little bit, but this is such a unique one this week that this is, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. So, no, I've never been in one like that.
Front row left, Doug.
Urban, when you guys lost to Michigan State in 2015, you came out the next week at Michigan and ran the ball.
You guys remember all these losses.
Well,
how about when we won?
When you won 62-7. No, I know the 62. No, I'm getting to the win. I'm getting to the next win.
Okay, good. Make sure you ask it. Let him ask more questions.
You go to Michigan the next week after that loss, and you guys run the ball great, and you dominate Michigan. Is there an instinct at all when you have a loss to go back to what you do best? Because we know how you guys can run the ball. That week you got back and you ran the ball with Zeke and JT. Is there an instinct this week to do that?
Yeah, I think when things aren't going well, you go back to fundamentals. You know, we are trying to, you know, it's so early in the season, though. We want to, I know we're going to be balanced, I think, to win. We're going to do whatever we have to do to go win this game. A lot of it's how are we blocking them? Are they loading the line of scrimmage? And we're going to do what you have to do to go win the game. So I understand your question. We cannot be one-dimensional. I mean, they're working awful hard at that.
Front row middle, Dave.
How was Joe Burrow coming along with his
pretty good
injury? Could he play this week if needed?
That's a good question. I think it's probable.
And Dwayne Haskins, I know you mentioned on Monday that he's not quite game ready. Can you elaborate on why? I mean, you've had
pretty close. Okay. You know, we'd like to get him in a game. He's never taken a snap in a college football game. So we'll see.
Fourth row, right, Nick.
When you recruit a quarterback, a lot of these kids now, it seems like they get recruited earlier and earlier and earlier. A lot of them are off the board by the time they're juniors. How much, when you look at them, data do you need before you say, okay, I've seen enough to the point where I think this kid...
Great question. That's really hard nowadays because you don't really get to see them play. Like you said, they're locked up in such a critical position. The good thing the last few guys we've actually worked with and watched them throw, they were young. But we've had our hands on them. And, it's that one thing that it's hard to take a quarterback where you can't physically put your hands on them and work with them.
Ben Roethlisberger, for example, he's the extreme example, didn't even play quarterback until he was a senior. Is there some, I don't know, reservation in waiting? Is there some value in waiting?
That's a great question. It's risky as hell. You know, you get stuck without a quarterback in a class, and we've seen what happens in college football. Guy, you know, sprains an ankle, and you're in a storm now. So it's risky.
Second row right, Tony.
I was wondering an update on DeMario. Is he healthy? Is he
not quite 100%, but he's practicing.
And Michael Hill, any update on his suspension?
Suspended for this game.
Front row right, Tim. Last couple questions, folks.
Can the Michael Hill thing be a continuing thing? I mean, what's can you enlighten us at all?
I'll just tell you. No. Yeah. I'll just tell you each week, so he's suspended this week.
Austin Mack, what's his status?
He passed every test. He's going to practice tomorrow.
And when you look at the offensive line play coming out of the other night, are there some guys you want to get into the mix or try in the mix? Are you looking at one position in particular? I'm just wondering if it's meeting your standard.
I think as an offense as a whole hasn't met our standard yet, but the offense line actually is playing a little bit better. We just have to play better as a group.
And one last quickie. Have you determined, will Mike Weber be more available this week than
yes.
he was last week? What tells you that?
Just practice. Yeah. And the further you get away from that injury, hamstrings are tough. But he's practicing pretty good. We'll know more tomorrow because we try to shut him down a little bit today. We practiced yesterday, shut him down a little bit today, and tomorrow let's see what we can do.
And final questions, Bill?
I'm getting a lot of questions about play calling, and I know that when you hired offensive coordinator, he's has to fit into your offense. Kevin Wilson obviously has had success elsewhere. How do you find that balance of doing what he has obviously been successful doing elsewhere and fitting into your program? And how do you think that's going right now?
Well, I thought it went pretty well game one. You know, I thought, you know, we struggled in the first half, but you ended up with 600 yards and 49 points against on the road in a Big Ten game. Last week, I did not think it went well. So it's obviously a work in progress. And, you know, he is the primary play caller, and we have to do better.
How much of that is just him? It's only two games into knowing the personnel, knowing what you guys do, or should it be better?
Should be much better.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.